This is a Rant Entertainment Media special presentation.
And for the third consecutive year, we are live across the airwaves of Rant Entertainment Media at rantandmedia.com for the 2017 Black Achiever Awards. Hi, everybody. Double A being joined by Tony C.
Hey, yo.
And, of course, the audience, the celebrities are filing in, still filing in, I should say. And it's an annual tradition right here on this network, the Black Achiever Awards. Of course, this year, a little bit different. Missing Mega Powers right now. Mega Powers not here. Mega Powers a little under the weather, unfortunately. But we do know he is listening and may chime in from time to time. We don't know. But, and of course, what is it? A Rant AM radio program on Tuesday night. Without some technical problems, huh? All right. Let me see here. Let's try to bring Tony C into the mix again. All right. As we get all that stuff situated, welcome everybody. You are listening to us live here on Rant EM Radio. And, of course, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, iTunes, Podbean, so on and so on and so on. We're on a million platforms. There's Tony C.
Did you mention 8-track?
8-track.
Vinyl.
We're all over.
VCR copies.
And we are sale. And for the first time ever in the history of this award show, we are broadcasting live inside Pinky's record store.
So damn right. That's what we're holding Black Achievement Awards this year.
Yeah.
Pinky's Record Emporium.
That's right. Oh, man, as we see, the Mandingo is in the chat room. And, of course, like I said, Mega Powers is under the weather, unfortunately. Usually he's a part of this event. This year he's under the weather. He is not here. But he is here in spirit and will be. He's in the chat room. There you go.
As we pay homage to all that is black.
All that is black.
And on the last day of the month.
The last day of the month. How apropos.
Damn shame.
And we're going head to head with the presidential address. How about that?
This some bitch. Who is this black girl standing beside his wife? Is she a token?
She might be a token. She might be the only one in the room.
Damn plant.
Let me see. Yeah, I don't see anybody else. Oh, no, there's a few in the back. How
appropriate. Stepping and fetching down front, I saw. And you know Ben's in there somewhere lurking.
He probably is hiding under a chair or something, under a table.
Uncle Ben waiting on his marching orders. You know, like how Remus from the mouse.
Yeah, boss. Oh, man. And, of course, Surfer at his post outside the building, you know, protesting again like he does every single year. Now, the only one thing that's different this year as from years past, and of course, we lost Tony C again. Tony C, call in on your phone, maybe, until we can get this Skype nightmare figured out, because this is just ridiculous. Anyways. The thing with the Black Achiever Awards, though, this year, a little bit different. Every year, we usually have a black carpet special. This year, we don't have a black carpet special. I'm going to tell you why in just a second. But it's Tony C. I'm waiting for Tony C. to call back in, though. Because, you know, I have a little bit of black in me, but not a lot. You know? So I can't do this on my own. That looks like, what's her face? One of the Obamas, like... What are the Obama kids defect to the Trump side? Look at that. Unbelievable. Tony C. No, we don't have Tony C just yet. And say hello to Pastor Sedell. He's in the chat room. Let's go around the room, see who else we've got here. We've got, we got the Mega Powers, we've got Mandingo, Pastor Sedell. We've got some other listeners in the chat room. If you're anonymous, must be calling in from an Obama phone. Has to be. Tony C, come on. Get this crap situated. Maybe Tony C didn't pay the bill. That could be it. That could be typical. I don't know what to tell you. Oh, man. Or either that or somebody got to him. Where I want to know what happened to him. Let me see here. Where's my drops?
Damn.
There we go. Here's Tony C. Tony C.
There we go.
Damn.
Well, damn president up here is talking about as we celebrate Black History Month on the last day of the month. Then he started talking about the Jews. Ain't that a bitch? We can't catch a break. No way, shape, or form.
Nope. So here we are. Let me go back now to what I was saying before you got cut off. So the black carpet special didn't happen this year because we had an unfortunate situation happen. You know, after the debacle on Sunday, the folks at Moonlight were so upset. Or the folks at La La Land, excuse me, were so upset they stole our black carpet. They figured they're going to steal something, even if it wasn't for, you know, the right award show. So they stole our black carpet. So we can't have a black carpet special.
Damn, Caucasians always stealing something.
So,
might feel a little racist tonight. It's the last day of Black History Month. Y'all gotta give me a pass tonight.
Get it all out, you know. Get it all out. Of course, we are on the heels of the news last week of the merger between Burger King and Popeyes.
I'm glad that happened before the month went out.
I mean, fried chicken news just is the same in on March 1st. I'm sorry.
It sure ain't. You got to get it in Black History Month.
Oh, my God. And we're definitely going to be talking fried chicken. We're going to be talking about collard greens. We're going to be talking about a lot of things. And, of course, at the end of the night, we're going to find out who's going to be the recipient of this year's James Evans Sr. Corduroy Pants.
Oh, man. That's true. Why did only half the room stand up during this thing? What the hell?
It's the Republican side, probably, or the Democratic side. Black Hammer says he always has a pass to be racist. Don't tell me we lost Tony C again. Oh, my God. All right. Well, while we situate the situation here with Tony C, I hate Skype. I hate technology. Hold on. The host of the Black Carpet Special, typically is Phil Rea. He says they tried to rob Phil, but they tried to rob him, but... You know, he carries a box cutter. So, all right, let's try this. Tony C?
What's up?
All right, there we go. Let's stay on the phone for a minute, and hopefully...
Do all this Skype stuff.
I know, right? There's Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Anyway, she hasn't changed her hair in 20 years.
There's some pissed off people look like out here in this crowd.
Now, let's get the white stuff out of the way. Because I do have a white clip that I need to play. I heard something last night that is that only a white person would do.
Okay, let's hear this.
Okay, and we're not supposed to talk wrestling today, but I can't help myself. So, Klondike Bill was a wrestler in Canada who ultimately became WCW's like main ring guy. Like he was the one responsible for building the cages and the rings and all that stuff for years and years and years up until 2000 until he passed away. Tony Schiavone, who worked in Jim Crockett Promotions, you know, got to know Klondike Bill and whatever and helped and worked with Klondike in building the rings and things like that when he first got started in the industry. Last night on Tony Schiavone's podcast, he told a story about Klondike Bill. Now, Tony C., you tell me, would a black person do this?
Klondike said that one time he had this girl, he said she was just crazy and I couldn't satisfy her. Nothing I would do to satisfy her. And she was like crazy. He said, so I went to the refrigerator and I got out this Polish kibasi. I said, you got to be kidding me. He said, no. And I took it and I ran it underneath the hot water and I got it all limbered up and everything. And he said, and I went at her with that Polish kibasi back and forth and she still didn't get enough. And finally, we just both fell asleep. I said, well, what'd you do the next morning? He said, well, I cut up the Polish kibasi and we served it with eggs. That was Klondike Bill.
Yeah, that's some white people shit right there. I'm sorry. I mean, he ain't gonna eat no damn sausage that been up in somebody.
Oh, my God. I laugh a lot about that comment, but anyways. Oh,
started up and ate it with the man.
Oh, like my God. Nothing. Anyways, tonight, the sponsor of this program is all the mom-and-pop chicken shacks across the country. So if you've got a neighborhood chicken joint that is struggling, well, they're sponsoring this program tonight. Go support your neighborhood chicken shack. They cater to the event. Speaking of chicken, the suits and ties of this fine network, and including legal counsel, are in the process of drafting what ultimately will be the eating competition during the WrestleMania Sunday festivities. And it looks like, and this has yet to be confirmed or voted upon, but I believe the name of the event will be Wasabi, Wings, and Fire. And that'll take place the WrestleMania Sunday prior to Turnbuckle Throwbacks, and it's going to be an epic night. Rage, after saying that he would not accept the Mega Powers challenge, accepted via social media during the week. So now Rage will run the Mandingo Gauntlet, and will, if he wins the Mandingo Gauntlet, will face the Mega Powers at the end of August during the SummerSlam weekend. So there you go, Tony.
Oh, that's breaking news.
That is breaking news. So you're hearing this for the first time. If for those of you that have been away from social media, Rage decided to adhere to the stipulations. As you recall, there was some discussion on whether or not there should be liquid. There is going to be no liquid. Rage agreed. And there's going to be the wasabi roll followed by ghost pepper wings. And if Rage somehow survives that, he will get the Mega Powers on August 27th, I believe, during the SummerSlam festivities. So.
Okay. Somebody tell me, What's up with half this room not standing up?
One half is Republican and the other half is Democrat, I think.
Oh, okay. So this narcissistic fool gonna really gonna piss him off with half the room not standing up and hailing him.
Of course.
But yeah, gonna really go off about that.
The contract is currently in process. The legal counsel is looking for the appropriate verbiage and vernacular. And I believe the contract will be unveiled. If it's not this week, it'll be sometime next week. And I believe the signing will take place on a future episode of the Throwbacks. So it's definitely going to be interesting. All right, we see Mr. Hightower in the chat room. The chat room's starting to pick up a little bit. Tony C, where should we begin this fine, fine award show? I mean, who should we pay homage to? Who should we celebrate?
Well, you know, with Teddy Long going into, you know, the Hall of Fame this year, I thought, you know, this would be a, you know, opportune time to, you know, pay homage to that which is Thaddeus. For his long, long time of service.
Theodore, you know, Rufus Long. Theodore,
yes, sir.
R. Long. The man who had the Jerry Curl in wrestling during the 80s. Even though it left him young in life. The curl could not, you know, it left him, and he had if I recall, he had his head shaved. He lost a hair match, and he had his head shaved by, who shaved his head? I'm trying to remember.
I can't remember who he lost that match to.
I don't think it was on a Clash, it was on a pay-per-view. It may have been like Wrestle War 90, something like that.
Did it involve Doom?
Oh, he lost it to Paul Ellering. It was Doom against the Road Warriors, and Teddy Long had his head shaved.
Whoa.
At Wrestle War 90. Now I remember. Paul Ellering shaved his head.
That was when the Road Warriors was on their way out. Okay.
Yeah. At the very, very end. They left for the WWE not too long after that. Let me see here. Yeah. Oh no, they defeated the Skyscrapers, excuse me. Not the Doom. Not Doom.
Yeah, it wasn't Doom, it was Skyscrapers.
So that was Mean Mark and the masked Skyscraper, which was Mean Mike Enos. Unbelievable.
That damn Mike. Wasn't Mike Enos in that ring on May 25th?
Yes,
May 26th, I'm sorry, 1996,
yes,
right?
Yes, he was. He was there on that infamous night in Macon, Georgia.
Oh, he's popping up so damn well.
This is but, you know, I don't know. Maybe we should do this next year. We should include a portion of the show where we keep standing up and this and that.
Just keep clapping.
Just keep clapping, you know?
And then next year, you know, because our motto for the Black Achiever Awards is always next year. We're going to do like the Oscars and do an in memoriam portion and do everybody that black that died, you know, give shout outs, pour out some liquor to them. What you think about that next year?
Oh, of course, we can do that. And by the way, here's the hand clapping song by the Meters, all black band, you know. Anyways, hand clapping song and the Chicken Strut is their two hits, apparently.
I thought that was the beginning of Barney Miller.
Da-da. Oh, man. Yeah, so anyways, back to Teddy Long. Do you have a favorite Teddy Long moment there, Tony C? You know, other than him getting his head shaved and being an old peanut head.
When Steamboat won the title.
Uh-huh.
So we got to pay, you know, homage to that first time. And, of course, when Doom, when he drove Ric Flair to get his ass whooped, you know, that was a highlight. And when, of course, anytime Booker T went off on him, when King Booker went off, so it was a classic.
No, I think my favorite Teddy Long moment is this.
To touch on, you know, you guys were something that Bill just said just a minute ago, but you guys were talking about Thunderbolt Patterson. Great athlete, great wrestler, but, you know, we're telling the truth here. And Tony said he had most of his problems, racial problems, out of the black athletes. Mm-hmm. Well, that wasn't with me. I was the opposite case. I had a lot of problems out of the white guys. Ole Anderson was one that I had a lot of problems with. I never forget, when I first started refereeing.
Oh, Ole called you a nigger in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah. Well, I refereed one of his matches, and as I, you know, he was in the corner, so, you know, you like tap a guy on the back, you know, tell him to get out of the corner, and he turned around, he looked at me, and he said, "Don't you ever touch me again. Don't ever put your hands on me again." So now it scared me to death. I don't know what to do. I'm trying to do my job. And I had that to worry about. Then Thunderbolt Patterson, you know, he wasn't the nice guy some of you guys may think he is, because, I mean, I had a meeting with him and Ole one time, and Ole, you know, he just comes straight out, you know, and he said to Thunderbolt, he looked at me and he said, "Thunderbolt, why don't you tell him how many ends we need on the card? We don't need a bunch of ends on the card. Tell him, Boat, how many we need." And so Thunderbolt looked right at me and said, "Well, we don't need any ends on the card. Nobody need to be on the card but me."
So there you go. And go ahead, Tony.
I was just going to say, that sounds like Ole.
Of course.
Down to this day, don't it?
I'm sure Ole talks 10 times worse today. And in case you missed it, about a month ago, the unedited audio of the infamous Harley Race drop was unveiled.
"Wait a minute. We got the 7-time world heavyweight champion here, Mr. Harley Race, along with the Super Invader.
Jesse, let me tell you this. I heard Sting out here a few minutes ago. I heard him running his mouth about Harley Race and Big Van Vader. Let me tell you, just a minute. Ron Simmons, you're a friend of the champion, Mr. Sting. Go do me a favor and be an errand boy and run me back a message for Sting."
"Well, let me tell you something. You got your year wrong, and you got my name wrong. This is the year almost 2000. This ain't the 18th century, and my name ain't Gopher. And if you won't Sting, you go get him yourself."
"Let me tell you something, Mr. Simmons. 7 different times I was world's heavyweight champion, and I had a boy like you carrying my bag."
Well, that was too insulting. What a distasteful remark. And Simmons has got to fight a boat.
Oh, man.
I just want to know why Harley Race had to look around and pause before he asked. Oh man,
Harley probably was. Harley probably didn't care to say it, but probably was like, "All right, this is it." That's what that pause is for.
Yeah, to pull that. Yeah, to pull the trigger.
Exactly.
Damn it.
Oh man, that's funny. Oh man, so Teddy Long, of course, in wrestling many years. 30 years or 40 years, however long it's been. Classic moments, of course. Tony C mentioned a few of them. Of course, he forgot to mention when he had to squire Ric Flair around in that limousine and drive him drive him around. And Flair's telling, stop and get me a Diet Coke.
And he had to pick you up from the airport.
Mm-hmm. Oh man.
There's nothing wrong with this car, Long.
That you know, until I played that a while ago, that was one of those things that I had forgotten had happened.
It's underrated.
It's underrated, and it's also one of the most racist things in wrestling. Let's take you back.
I gotta check out the car, champ.
Let's take you back to WCW Saturday Night, December 1st, 1990.
Atlanta, Georgia, the home of the Omni Hotel, CNN, the Atlanta Hawks, the Atlanta Braves, the infamous Ted Turner, and today, the home of yours truly, Ric Flair. Now, the bottom line is, several weeks ago, one Mr. Teddy Long took it upon himself to take a day out of my life. Look at my custom-made toys. Try to jump on Ric Flair. Today, as a result of a wager won by me and Arn Anderson, Mr. Theodore Long, come on down here, Teddy. It's going to have the pleasure. Jerry, by the way, your excuse for the day is going to have the pleasure of driving me around in my toy all day long. Come on down here, Teddy. Say hi to the camera crew, to the folks. Jerry, like I said, brother, I'll get you with 100 a minute. You got the day off. My friend, let's start like this. Here we go. Come on, Teddy. What's good for the goose? Hey. The contract, pal. You drive this for the day. You drive an inch more around. Open the door. Woo! Bright lights. Big cities. Pretty ladies. Here we are, Mr. Flair.
That's it, big man. Thank you very much.
Teddy, don't forget, the first stop along the way is to pick up AA. If you're waiting in the lobby, they're a minor renaissance. How's it feel, big man? Come on, Teddy, how's it feel? You told the whole world you could be driving around in this car? Well, you are. Woo! You know what? Big surprise, Teddy. At 3 o'clock, I got Janet Jackson coming in. She'll be right next to the nature boy himself. Hey, pal. Hey, Theo. I need a Coca-Cola. Why don't you pull it right over the right here?
Okay. Okay, champ. Okay.
Hey, Theodore. Thanks for the Coke, pal. It tastes real good. Now let's go to the airport. Hey, brother, what are you doing?
There's something wrong with the car.
There's nothing wrong with the car. Just keep going.
There's something
Long, wrong with the car. Don't mess with my property, pal. Let's keep going to the airport. Long, I'm not going to tell you again. You checking nothing. This is my car. You're working for me. We're picking up AA. Long, where are you going? Get back on the freeway right now. You're checking nothing. I'll turn this car around. You're checking nothing out, Long. You're checking nothing out.
Get it. Hey, get it. Take him out. Take him out. Hey, give me that camera. Give me that camera. I want to film this. Give me that camera.
Come here, Long.
All right, I got the camera now. You never did it. You made me be a chauffeur. All right, let me take this camera down here. Well, what do you know? There's a world tag team champion right there. All right, hey guys, you're standing in front of the limo. That's our limo right there. Let me film it. I got the camera now. How about this sucker?
How do I look right here?
Oh, real good, Ron. All right, now, hey, Ron. You come get the camera. Let me get in front.
Get over there, Godfather. Yeah, let's see what you look like. Get over there.
You got the camera? All right. Let me get in front of the camera. All right, Ron.
Give me a good move. Woo!
Ric Flair, let me say something to you right now. You made the first mistake of trying to make the Godfather chauffeur. Your second mistake is if you and Arn Anderson show up December 16th, St. Louis, street fight. Now, nobody intimidates the Godfather. Nobody intimidates the World Tag Team Champion. Now, lay that camera down, Ron. Yeah,
let's go ride.
He'll wake up pretty soon, and they'll find him at the camera. He'll wake up
right now, but he wakes
let's
up.
Let's go ride. Lay down, man.
There we go. And you know that Teddy Long, Teddy Long has a shoot interview where he explains what it was like to be the chauffeur of Ric Flair.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Good, a lot of fun with them. A lot of fun with them because they were over like Rover, brother. Everybody loved them. And I used to do those things from the outside. And when I'd do something to one of them, golly, they would want to, the people would want to kill me.
Easy to get heat on.
Oh, yes, man. It was great. Ricky Martin, he was the best. He's so, so good. He thought he was dying. So, but that's the way it should be because when he finally started his comeback, it meant something.
Yep.
You know what I mean? People were ready to see him come alive and start kicking them, those heels, you know?
Yeah.
Those were fun days. I enjoyed it. Like I said, I see Robert all the time. In fact, I talked to him, too, maybe a couple of weeks ago. So I'm doing some stuff with him around the 18th of this month, July, I got a show that I'm going to do with Robert.
Okay.
Ricky may be there too, I think.
One of the bigger programs that you were involved in was the big feud with the Horsemen. Talk about the back and forth angles where Ric Flair would offer more and more money to get the rematch against Doom, and finally he offers his boat and Rolls Royce to get in the ring with you guys again.
Did that at Lake Lanier in Atlanta. yeah, that was where I was his chauffeur. I had to be his chauffeur for a day or whatever. But anyway, the boat and the limo, we did all that. It was, like I said, Lake Lanier in Atlanta. That was, that was a big job for me because what did I do? We was in Charleston, South Carolina at the Citadel. So we did a show there. I had to go back home. I had to drive from Charleston, South Carolina back to Atlanta, get a change of clothes to do this video with Flair. So I drove back, and then I drove back to do the video. Then after we did the video, then I had to drive back to Charleston, South Carolina for the show. Because, you know, that's what you did back then. You
right.
drove. So I'm trying to forget them days.
Now, working with Rick, was it easy to do the angle with Rick?
It was easy to do the angle with him. I didn't have no problem. You mean he just... You know, we did what we were told, and I just went out and did what I was told, and that was it.
It was a great angle. I mean, people right. still talk about it to this day, where you drove them, and, you know, eventually Doom showed up and attacked them.
Yeah.
What are your memories of the angle?
Oh, yeah. I thought it was good. I was glad to see somebody beat him up.
Okay. There you go. Oh, man. So, Teddy Long, inducted in the WWE Hall of Fame two nights before WrestleMania, and I will be there. I'll be representing the network that night. So yes.
Just yell out. I'm glad to see somebody beat him up.
Exactly. I should yell. Teddy should come out with wearing the do-rag and everything.
With a towel around his neck.
With a
like
towel.
He did with the ice train.
Exactly.
I got a non-Black History Black Achievement Award question for you, real
sure.
quick.
Go ahead.
So are they going to, when DDP go into the Hall of Fame, are they going to talk about that when he was a bum and he lost the King of Cable, he had to pawn the King of Cable ring?
He didn't pawn the King of Cable. No, he was, was it the King? No, he was, was it that he pawned the King of Cable? No, he was the television champion or something and he had to,
No, he lost that ring. Yeah, he had that ring, and then he lost it because he had went bank. Yeah, he became a bum. You remember that?
I remember when Kimberly took all of his money.
That was before Kimberly. That was in like that was when Hogan like around the time right after Hogan got the they did that angle. He was living on the streets,
and then he won the lottery.
Yep, it wasn't it the Leap of Lottery.
No, he won the actual lottery.
But it was the Battle Bowl ring. That's what it was.
Yeah, but I don't remember him losing the Battle Bowl. I remember him just, he lost his money.
And somebody stole the ring or something.
That part I don't remember. I think somebody stole the ring. I think that's different.
That's what it is. And then he lost him. Yeah, he lost.
No. I think the ring thing. I think happened afterwards because Battle Bowl was in '96, and he lost the money at the end of '95, beginning of '96. That's when Kimberly went to be with the Booty Man.
The Booty Man. Okay, but he. So I ain't going crazy. He was living on the streets and stuff, right?
Yeah, no. He was living on the streets, and I remember there was an infamous thing, a moment where I believe like somebody from American Express showed up while he was walking to the ring asking for their money or something like that. I remember that part. I remember. See, Mega Power. Yeah, Mega Power says he lost the ring to Eddie Guerrero. In a match.
That's what it was.
And he was a bum before that.
Yeah.
He lost it.
Okay.
He lost the, he lost a career match to Johnny B. Bad. And it was then he became the, that's how he became the bum and all that stuff. And then he was, he bought a lottery ticket, won the lotto, and that's how he got his money back.
Okay, I knew they need to talk about that when they talk about DDT is rise, the rise and fall of DDT.
No, they need to play that video package from Savage Page 2 when he's there in the power plant and he goes, "My first 79 matches, I lost." Do you remember that package, that video promo? Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that was I remember watching that. Over and over and over again.
In Savage Page 2, the first one was at what?
Spring Stampede.
Spring Stampede, my bad. And then the second one was at Great American Bash, right?
Yeah, the second one was at the Great American Bash.
Yep. Okay.
Hold on, let me see here. Do I have a Savage Page 2 promo here? Let me see. Yeah, here we go. If it'll load up, here we go.
My first 79 matches, I lost. They said I'd never be a winner. But they didn't know my work ethic. They didn't know how bad I wanted it.
Almost into a backbreaker here. The Gutbuster. Slow, fast, it doesn't matter. Into a powerful leader. Oh, the Diamond Dream. Eddie. No time.
Well, there you go. That's the rest of the promo right there. My first 79 matches, I lost. Oh, man.
I just had to ask that question, man.
Oh, wait a minute. Mega Powers has posted the video where he was homeless. Hold on. Here we go. Diamond Dallas Page, homeless vignette. This is from WCW Prime, April 29th, 1996.
My name's Frank Machuga. I'm a student at Tech, currently working on my video thesis on people of the street. I've been a big fan of WCW wrestling forever. I came across some footage the other day I thought you might be interested in. This is totally uncut and totally unedited. I hope you might use it on your program.
And there's one over there. Ticket that you signed, man. What does it say?
I need a drink in this.
That's too much?
That's rich.
I think that's Diamond Dallas. No way, man. Seriously. Well, check him out.
Hey, can we do an interview with you, man?
A couple bucks, man. Whatever you guys are cool about.
No, this isn't about money. What we're doing here is conducting an interview of a homeless in the area.
Get out of here, chump. That's him, man.
Are you Diamond Dallas Page?
Stopping who, man? Get out of my face. Get out of here, chump.
If you like what you just saw, please get in touch with me. I'm keeping tabs on this guy. I'd like to recoup my losses from the broken camera. I have had a few offers from some tabloids, and time is of the essence, so please contact me as soon as possible.
There you go, Tony C.
Man, that is epic. That's epic, WCW.
I gotta tell you, there's so much shit in the vault that we need to get access to. WWE got to start releasing some of this stuff. I mean, you only released 100 and something episodes of Nitro. Okay?
Oh. Oh, man. Damn.
Anyways.
That damn BET was homeless.
Oh, wait a minute. Here's Dusty introducing another vignette. Here. Mega Powers on duty here. Here we go. Here's another one. As it loads. This is from the Slamboree 96 Control Center.
You often see at the intersections,
WCW
coming up there
Prime
trying
Wrestling.
To wash your windows in your car. And the interesting thing is, it turns out one of the former professional wrestlers here in WCW is apparently doing just that.
We have seen footage of Diamond Dallas Page being down on his luck out on the street. Now wash your windows. Don't take a hard, cold look at a man that's really down on his luck. This video by this unknown, if you will.
Frank Machuga here. Thank you very much for the hat. I've got some more footage for you, pulled it together. It's definitely Diamond Dallas this time. This guy apparently will do anything to hustle a buck except earn it. Let's take a look. Look at him.
What's that?
Yeah, man.
A cigar butt.
Oh. No way! He put it in his mouth.
Oh, perfect color. Yeah. Okay. This guy cleaning won't set you guys up right, man. Okay. I'm going to set you up right, man. I'm going to make this look really good.
Cleaning windows in the ring.
Who? Hey, man, don't be playing around, man.
Diamond, who?
I'm going to set you up right here.
No way, man.
Okay, baby.
No way.
I'll have you $5, man.
$5? Are you crazy?
Crazy? I said $5. $5.
Give me $5. Hey, what is this? Give me $5. Give me 20. Here, take 20. It. Man, he's crazy. This man is crazy.
I really appreciate your hospitality.
I didn't even do my window good. It took my $20.
What a long life.
Get physical, man.
Hey, there's a cop here.
Here they come.
Oh, I got him now.
I saw him do this several times throughout the course of the day. Last time I saw him, he was heading down an alley. I'll try and catch up with him. See you then.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following. More...
This is what I'm trying to figure out. How WWE Hall of Fame was going to be
after. My favorite line of that.
Washing windows, you know?
My favorite line of that video was, he's washing windows in the rain.
Somebody needs to put this footage out there and expose Diamond Dallas Page. Okay? You can't be a Hall of Famer. You used to be homeless, yo. I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
The only thing he do was suck dick for money. That's not the only thing he do. I suck your dick.
I'm sure that footage never made it to air, though.
Diamond Dallas Page out there on Skid Row. And leave it to my boy Mega Power to find the incriminating footage. You damn right.
Oh.
We need to send that to TMZ. WWE Hall of Famer used to go on crack dens, man. This is terrible. Oh, God. I'm sorry I went down this rabbit hole, but I just remember,
right.
You know, people try to be Hall of Famers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The rise and fall, the fall and rise, I'm sorry.
In fact, it was announced today. Announced today, DDP's DVD is coming out.
And I bet they ain't going to put that on, though.
Who knows? Maybe they will. Who knows, man?
Damn shame. Oh, man. I'm sorry I had to bring that up.
No, 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 no. No problem.
Anyways.
Let's get right to it. Now, what award should we give away? We talked about Teddy Long. Do you want to talk about one of the awards that Mega Powers said that we got to give away tonight is who had the biggest mouth? Who had the most mouth? Was it Pam? Was it Aunt Esther? Was it Florence? D. Shirley? Or Shanae? Now, is there anybody missing from this?
From that daunting list.
From that daunting list?
No, I mean, you pretty much hit them dead on the head. You talking about D for what's happening, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's the queen of the comeback now. She's the rerun ass. Oh.
And that's a tall order.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I got to go with D.
You have to go with D.
D was quick on her feet, man.
You would even be quicker than Aunt Esther?
Yeah.
What did you say, nigga?
Yeah. Quicker than Aunt Esther.
I guess
D was...
Florence also...
Florence was second.
Florence had a very...
had a mouth.
Yeah. But Mary didn't. Anyways.
No, Mary didn't. It was all about... She'd eat George Jefferson's ass up, boy.
Mm-hmm.
I give her that.
But I thought also Shirley had a quick wit about her.
Yeah. But D used to hit her where it hurts. She's talking about Raj, how his body made his body makeup, rerun his body makeup. She ain't give a damn. White man come on the show, she give him the business. She even give her mama the business on the fly.
Let me see.
And her mama couldn't do nothing to her.
Here's a little bit of D, I guess. Let me see here.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. Let me see if we got another one here. Hold on. Let me see.
You know what? If you can get a 10 rerun in the
house.
Not
me either, Robin.
Hold on.
Yes, she had the old meth, too. Now, I don't know what the old meth was, but if new meth is better, then it must have really been the pits.
Is Mama home?
Just a minute, Robin. What is the matter with you coming in this house, young? Is Mama home? Can't you see I'm on the telephone? Listen, when you walk into a house and you see a person on the telephone, you don't come in shouting, "Is Mama home?" You wait until a person is finished talking to you on the telephone, and then you say very nicely, "Is Mama home?" Robin, my brother just came in. I have to teach him the new manners. Now, what was your question?
Is Mama home?
No.
Oh, man. That's too funny. Hold on here. Is this you again?
Yeah.
There we go.
We're going to see if Skype going to cooperate.
Yeah, let me see if we've got one more D clip here.
Calm down. Hi, everybody.
Hello, Roger.
What is that smell?
That's my new cologne, Brave Bull.
You'd have to be brave to walk around smelling like that.
Come on, Mama, how do I look?
Roger, dear, there's something I have to tell you.
Okay, but could you hurry up? Because I don't want to be late for the party.
Can I go to my room, Mama?
Well, of course, honey.
Good. Because even though we fight, I like Roger. And I don't want to be here when you tell me he has to babysit and can't go to the party.
Babysit?
Uh-huh. And can't go to the party.
Can't stay in tonight, any night but tonight.
Oh, darling, I know how you feel. But I have to go to work tonight. We need the money. Now, please bear with me and just do as you're told.
Yeah, Roger, just do as you are told.
Shut up before I beat you behind.
Now, be quiet, Roger.
Yeah, be quiet, Roger.
Shut up before I beat you behind.
All right, there you go. That's a little classic D for you right there. She's got the sassiest mouth.
Oh, yeah.
And, but you say Florence is a close second.
Yeah, Florence is a close second, man. She used to get Joy Jefferson to make him feel like a mental midget.
Hold on. Let me see if I got any Florence here. Any Florence clips? All right, here we go. I think this is...
Well, Mrs. Jefferson, would you tell this woman to whom she is speaking?
Oh, why, certainly, Mrs. Van Morris. Florence, you are speaking to a jackass.
Just called my wife a jackass. I don't believe it.
Me neither. You should have dropped the jack.
Florence, I'd like some champagne.
Did you hear what they said to me?
There, dear. What can you expect? Mrs. Jefferson's obviously a boor.
Well, maybe what the hell did you say?
Losing your hearing?
No, but you're gonna be losing your teeth.
I beg your pardon.
It's too late to beg, chump.
Jefferson, what are you doing?
What does it look like I'm doing?
You're asking us to leave.
No, of course not. I'm throwing you out.
All right, well, there you go. Florence and her one-liners. Tony C, Tony C, Tony C.
Hey, man, you gotta love D. Valona had a mouth on her, too.
Oh, I think Valona's mouth was pretty good, too.
She used to give Bookman the business all the time. But her mouth ranks up there, too.
Oh, yeah.
But D, for me, takes the cake.
Okay.
Takes the cake.
Now, I posed a question earlier. You know, because we've never had the privilege of having the great food cooked on a television show like Good Times or The Jeffersons or What's Happening or whatever. Who do you think was the better cook on those shows? Who do you think probably whipped up the best collard greens, cornbread?
Florida. Florida used to make a meal out of any damn thing.
You remember, she used to stretch a chicken like, what did JJ say? The first day, you got the legs and the wings, and then the second day, you got the necks and the backs, or something like that. Yeah, I would have to go to Florida, too, on having the best cooking skills. Let me see if I got that chicken thing. Florida Evans chicken. And if it pops up, then this world is in a worse place than I thought it was. No, it doesn't. All right. Oh, man. Complete series. 104. Oh, really? They got it on Shout. All right. And we lost Tony C. Damn.
What did you...
Oh, no. Wrong drop. Let me see here. Damn, damn, damn. Come on.
Damn, damn, damn.
All right, as we wait for Tony C to call back, if you got any thoughts about the Black Achiever Awards, now's the time to call in, 954-889-7268, AA The Rant, all one word on Skype. Let me see here. Tony C.
Okay, I'm back with you.
All right, so you think...
crapped out again. Yeah,
so you think
stick with the phone.
Florida's got the best chicken, you think? The best cooking skills.
I'm going to go to Florida all day.
As long as you don't buy meat from that supermarket.
Exactly. When they make games, you ain't made buddy eat that food.
Oh, yeah. Or invite the neighbor that eats the dog food for dinner.
Oh, man.
That, I think, in all the episodes, that is probably the funniest episode.
That's iconic, man. That lady says she eats dog food and liked it. I'm saving money. I'm trying to save money.
And she said, I wouldn't feed my friends dog food just because I eat it.
She wouldn't feed them, but it's okay. But the one is arsonist now.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, my God. The SmackDown is taking this stuff too far, man.
Why? What's going on now? Me and Tony C were laughing, and Lee as well, were laughing earlier about SmackDown because of the whole John Cena... Miz segment.
Just the stuff getting too real on SmackDown.
Don't tell me they've gone to Randy Orton's house again.
Oh no, Randy Orton, Bray Wyatt left the compound and Randy Orton turned on him with a whole bunch of gasoline and placed to the compound on fire.
Oh my God, yeah, I see it. So it's going to be AJ Styles, Randy Orton, and Bray Wyatt for the WWE Championship at WrestleMania.
Oh, so they're doing a four-way.
No, Luke Harper's out of it.
Oh, he lost.
He lost.
Oh, man. So shame it, man. They ain't got to wrestle.
Look at that.
Randy Orton is an arsonist now.
That's pretty dark right there.
Yeah, that's worse than taking him.
Yeah, really? And look at that. Bray Wyatt's crying.
You have a conniption over there, ain't he?
He's actually hurt by this.
Burnt down compound.
Oh, man.
Damn, damn, damn!
That's what he's saying.
That's what he's saying right now.
Oh. Touch my man. Gonna break you, bitch.
Now, what is the biggest black story of the year? Like, the biggest story of the year, Tony C. The one that made you say, oh, shit.
Well, it has to be outside of, the cops, doing that stuff to us. It would be Ben Carson as becoming the head of HUD.
Oh, my God.
Where the hell did that come from? And, and of course Steve Harvey and Kanye West come out the front and get dropped off like a horse in the lobby. There was some coon, but we call them cooning moments, man. Those are the coon moments.
You don't think Steve Steve Harvey's flub during the Miss Universe pageant wasn't worthy enough?
Hell no. Him going up there to meet with Hitler, and now They taking this show off the damn air. This talk show rating just dropped. Cooning, man. Anyone who's what we call cooning, man. That really sucked us for us as black people past year. You know, outside of seeing Barack Lee and
Barry.
Now you got people like Ben Carson and Charles the Hood and you know. OJ did win an Oscar the other night, so we gotta give a big ups for that.
Yeah.
He gotta give it back. But I know you keep laughing because I'm talking about Ben Carson. Yo.
But just everything. I keep running Ben Carson in my head. I keep running the whole thing that happened with Moonlight on Sunday. Because it had to be a black movie that something like that had to have happened with.
You know, at least they got it right, though. At least they got their reparations right there.
Yeah. I will say... Now, did you see the uproar, though, of everybody coming down on Jimmy Kimmel for making fun of that guy's name?
What guy's name?
People are pissed with Jimmy Kimmel because he kept saying his name like if it was something weird. Hold on, let me see if I got it here. Jimmy Kimmel. Let me go here. Where is the...
Yo, this is some scary shit I'm sitting up here watching, by the way.
What, the,
This damn address and how his ass... The way he be looking, it's just like a... Like he's Lord of Lord, King of King, yo.
Oh, yeah.
This is some scary shit.
Well, yeah, it is. Jimmy Kimmel was making fun of...
the guy from Moonlight.
Yeah,
Mahershala
Ali. And,
about his name?
About his name. And this was during the Oscars. And, of course, Jimmy had him on his show last night. So it wasn't that big of a... That big of a deal.
So who's giving Kimmel flack? Black people?
Of course, yeah. They're giving Jimmy flack.
They don't understand comedy. Jimmy shouldn't be worried about that.
And Jimmy was great. During his monologue. Friday.
He made that joke about OJ. He said y'all thought I wasn't going to make no joke about OJ?
Yeah.
Yeah. It wouldn't be right. He said OJ get an extra bologna sandwich in his dinner because they won the Oscar. I was done, yo. Oh, man. Ain't nobody giving a damn about what Jimmy Kimmel talking about. They more worried about Remy Ma and Nicki Minaj beef than they is about that.
That's a thing, unfortunately.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that in the black community. They ain't worried about my man Jimmy Kimmel right now. Not worried about Jimmy Kimmel at all. They worried about the Black Achiever Award sponsored by St. Ives. And Slit Smoke Liquor Bull and Old English. Everybody get you know how they give out the gift bags at the end of the Oscars and stuff.
Yeah.
They get a brown paper bag when they leave the Black Achiever Awards, baby. With a 2-piece bit and a biscuit. Some General's fried chicken.
I think I may have found it here. Hold on. I think I found it. I'm not sure here. I found where he made fun of... he didn't make fun of Meryl Streep, but he was making fun of Donald Trump. me scan that here.
What's going on, but there are a lot of sad movies this year. Of all the nominees, the only happy ending of all the nominees was the one in the middle of Moonlight. You didn't watch it, did you? Oh, we love it so much. The incredible Denzel Washington is nominated for Fences, a movie he also directed. I don't know, you've probably heard the story but of how it came together. Apparently, Denzel had always wanted to work with Denzel, and just so happened that their schedules worked out, and the rest is Oscar history. Congratulations to you, my friend. We have friends and colleagues visiting from all around the world tonight. The great actress from France, Isabelle Huppert, is here with us. Isabelle, as you know, is nominated for her performance in... We are here tonight to honor great actors, but we're also here to honor the actors who seem great, but actually really aren't. And of all the great actors here in Hollywood, one in particular has stood the test of time for her many uninspiring and overrated performances. From her mediocre early work in The Deer Hunter and Out of Africa to her underwhelming performances in Kramer versus Kramer and Sophie's Choice, Meryl Streep has phoned it in for more than 50 films over the course of her lackluster career. This is Meryl's 20th Oscar nomination. Even more, made even more amazing considering the fact that she wasn't even in a movie this year. We just wrote her name down out of habit. Meryl, stand up if you would. Everybody, please join me in giving Meryl Streep a totally undeserved round of applause, will you?
Dang.
The highly overrated Meryl Streep, everyone. We're going to have fun tonight. I hope we're going to have fun tonight. Nice dress, by the way. Is that an Ivanka?
Oh, this dang.
I think it's important that we all, I know we've all seen it all, but it's important that we take a second to appreciate what is happening here. We're at the Oscars, the Academy Awards. You're nominated. You got to come. Your families are nominated. Your friends, some of you will get to come up here on this stage tonight and give a speech that the President of the United States will tweet about in all caps during his 5 a.m. bowel movement tomorrow. And I think that...
Oh, man.
You know, most every...
You know, but the thing with the name, I can't, they don't, the original thing with the name, I can't find, but here's when, here was another part where they were making, where he was saying his name. Hold on, here we go.
Also, so we can really surprise them. On the count of three, we'll turn the lights on and everybody yell Mahershala, okay? Mahershala? All right. 3, 2, 1. Mahershala! Hold on a second.
This is very appropriate. Now, Tony C., did you see this part of the show?
Uh-uh.
Okay. So what they did was they commandeered a tour bus in L.A., and they convinced the people on the bus that they were going to go see an exhibit of Oscar dresses. And in theory, they actually went in through the back door of the building where the Oscars were.
Mm-hmm.
And so they walked, without unsuspectingly, they walked in to the middle of the show. And the first two people is this black couple. They're engaged to be married. And this is what Jimmy said.
Hello there. Hi. Welcome to the Dolby Theater. This is the home of the Academy Awards, which are in fact happening right now. Hold on. You are
I see Gary's your name?
My name is Gary Allen Cole from Chicago.
Where are you from? Oh, yes, you're from Chicago.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know we're on TV, so you don't need to do that.
I know, but I want to.
Let me give you a little tour. This is Nicole Kidman. Fun fact, she was discovered in Redondo Beach at a Quiznos. It's Octavia. This is Ryan Gosling. He's very handsome. Don't look into his eyes. Oh, that's nice, Ryan. Yes. We have quite a few stars. Here's this Emma Stone and her brother, Spencer. Emma brought her brother. I feel like you're ignoring the white celebrities.
Yes, I am, though.
Gary, is this your wife over here?
Yeah.
What's your name?
Vicky Mines.
Hi, Vicky. Are you here with Gary?
That's my fiancé.
Well, oh, really? When are you getting married?
July 18th.
Who's your favorite actor?
That man right there.
Denzel? Denzel, would you be the best man at their wedding? Come on. Yeah, that's a good idea.
I now pronounce you husband and wife. Kiss the bride.
He's Denzel, so it's legal. There's Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux. Jen, do you have a wedding gift for them? Maybe you could give them something from your purse. Justin, you give them something too, will you? How about those sunglasses, Jen? You don't need those. It's dark. All right. There we go. Isn't that nice? Isn't she the sweetest? There you go. Okay, great. Well, there's Meryl Streep. Overrated. Oh, you may be... Gary, Jackie, you may be surprised. You may be surprised to learn that this bearded gentleman is not a vagrant. He is, in fact, an Academy Award-nominated actor.
Yay.
His name is Casey Affleck.
Hi, Casey.
Ignore the jerk behind him.
Okay.
We got, so many stars here. Oh, hey, do you want to touch a real live Oscar?
Yes,
Come over here. Mahershala, can they touch the Oscar? All right, yes. Everybody just go ahead and rub the Oscar. Give it a little touch as you go through. That's Jeff Bridges. Yeah. Isn't that nice? Hi, guys. What's your favorite Jeff Bridges movie?
I like all of them.
You like all of them?
I can't think of one right now.
I'm sorry. I know. This is surprising. Yes. There, touch Mahershala's Oscar. Guillermo will take you through. Hi, Guillermo. Yes. Hi, how are you? Just go ahead right through. Touch Mahershala's Oscar. Don't worry. Yes, it's new. It's fresh. Hi there. Hi, everybody. Welcome. What happened to the other ones? Hey, we got a traffic jam back there. Come on. Next stop is Jason Bateman's house. Okay. Jason, is the code still 1987? Okay. That's the year Teen Wolf 2 came out, so he's very... Come on, guys. All right, there we go. Yes, just this way. Jason won't be home for at least 4.5 hours, so go ahead into his home and relax. Hi, how are you? What's your name?
My name is Yulery.
What? Your name's Yulery?
Yeah, rhymes with jewelry.
Well, I know it rhymes with jewelry. Wow, that's some name. What's your name?
My name is Patrick.
See, that's a name. All right. Well, just go right ahead through. Thank you for coming.
All right,
this is
there
a good
go.
Part of your tour.
All right.
Denzel, we're going to mail you a pookie, too, because you got beat out by Casey Affleck.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Where the hell they do that at? But okay. Denzel got robbed, but, you know, he going to get a pookie. You got a pookie coming on the way, Denzel. Damn shame what they did, Denzel. Damn shame.
Any other things that we should talk about here in terms of the black Achiever Awards? You know, that's the things that are all black. Anything else you want to talk about here, Tony C? Because today, it's one of those award shows that. I don't know how to say.
I mean, it don't take much to cover what, you know.
To what happened. You know.
It don't take about an hour to cover, about an hour and 15.
Yeah.
Now we got to get some filler in there.
Here we go. Wait a minute. Here we go. Let's here's somebody that's going to comment on some stuff. Is this a black man calling into the show?
Yes, because I'm very disappointed in the way this show is going off, and it needs to be stopped now. It needs to be put to an end.
I'm disappointed. Uncle Surfer, what the hell?
Who you calling
Logan
uncle?
Must be over.
Who you calling uncle? Uncle Tony?
No, I'm a nephew. I'm never an uncle.
Yeah, all right. You be like. Even you, Master's a good person. He don't mean us no harm.
That's a lie. Didn't your state vote for Senator Hitler himself too?
Say that again, man.
I said, didn't your state vote for Senator Hitler too?
Senator Hitler.
Oh my God! It gotta be Surfer the Killer. Why are you late? How was the movie, man? Is it good? Is it going to be worth my time?
What movie did you see?
Table 19.
You know what? Dang. What movie you seen?
Table 19.
What the hell is that?
I thought you were going to see Logan.
They're not screening Logan. I got to wait till Thursday.
Oh, I know that really ground your gear.
It's just that... For some reason, you know, sometimes we have problems in this city. Because they had a screening for the critics, and apparently it was full. I guess all the friends and the people wanted to go see it.
Oh, your name wasn't on the list?
No, his name doesn't have that much
weight.
They
wouldn't let you in for Black History Month. They wouldn't let you in.
His name doesn't pull that much. It doesn't pull that much weight anymore.
If you put your real name out there, maybe they'd let you in.
Yeah,
Jimmy.
James.
What's happening with the Skype?
I don't know. You tell me.
We don't know, man.
Possibly.
Who got calling Jimmy and James? Told.
Calling you Jimmy and James.
My name is not Jimmy.
You told. It's Hugh. If you'd have told him Hugh wanted to see Logan, I think they'd let you in.
That's right.
That name really.
I'm gonna see Kong tomorrow. So
Kong.
Oh, they let a black man. They won't let you go see Logan, but they'll let you in. A black man go see a movie about a gorilla, huh? A killer gorilla. You never think about that, sir?
I'm not going to be the only one there.
I'm sure you won't be the only one there.
They're going to let all the gorillas in that day, huh? Come on, come on.
So I kind of missed part of the show in the last, 10 minutes. How many awards did I give out?
We gave away a couple of awards. We gave away the winner of the best, who had the biggest mouth.
Yeah, I heard that part.
Then we had the best fried chicken.
That was
who cooked the best? Florida won that
cooked.
One.
Well, you know, Louise didn't cook because she had a serve. She had a
Louise
a
cooked though. Louise cooked in All in the Family.
Yeah, she did in All in the Family.
Yeah,
correct.
But once they moved on up to the East Side, she didn't cook no more.
Doesn't matter. She still cooked.
I mean, she's no Florida, but she did it. Double A, do you have your nominee for the James Evans Corduroy Pants Hall of Fame this year for the Black Achiever Award?
Well, there were a few people that I was considering, but I think I do have a winner. Only because of who he is, what he meant to society, what he meant to African-American culture, what he meant to the black people. And I feel that the winner of the 2017 James Evans Sr. Corduroy Pants Award should go to Grady Wilson from Sanford and Son. There you go. That's my pick.
Brady was a wino.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he was.
No, Grady was not a wino.
Yes, he was.
No. A wino is like Ned. Ned the wino.
No, he wasn't.
Or Woody.
He wasn't a Ned wino, but Grady was a wino. Grady was a functioning wino.
So you nominating Grady from Sanford and Son?
I'm nominating Grady from Sanford and Son.
To get in the James Evans Corduroy Pants Hall of Fame.
This is not an audio. This is just of them fighting. But anyways, I'm trying to find some Grady audio here because Grady had some great lines. You know, from his wonderful pronunciation of orgies. I call them orgies. And there's just a bunch of things, man. Just a bunch of things. I'm nominating him. Who do you nominate, Tony C?
I've taken put a lot of thought into my nominee this year. You know, I search high and I search low. And a man that I think deserves the great honor to be in the Hall of Fame of the Black Achiever Awards with the James Evans Corduroy Pants Hall of Fame would be none other than the man, the myth, and the legend himself, Mr. Alderman Fred C. Davis.
Oh, man.
Fred C. Davis is now a member, along with James and Grady, in the third annual inductee into the Hall of Fame. Corduroy Pants Hall of Fame.
And you know what he always says? As long as I'm alderman, you'll always remain in the projects.
Yeah, he said you always have a place in the projects.
You always have a place in the projects.
In Florida, it would be like,
That's the problem. Oh,
and one of my favorite aldermen, Fred C. Davis, moments was when him and that guy was running against him, and they got into the dozens, and Fred C. Davis gave him a bit.
Yeah.
Think how bad you have to be that you're threatening to throw people out the projects. That is like the last stop before becoming homeless.
Well, DDP couldn't get in now, so there you go. And he was homeless. He couldn't get in the projects, so there you go. And so, Alderman Fred C. Davis, 2017, James Evans, Corduroy Pants Hall of Fame.
And while we're on the air on the Sundance Channel, they are running a rebroadcast of Roots: The Next Generation. And right now, I'm looking at a scene with what's this guy's name? The voice of CNN, James Earl Jones, and. Marlon Brando is portraying a Nazi in this particular scene.
Yeah, he played Alex Haley in the movie.
Ah, there you go.
There you go, surfing his little known black history fact. Well known black history fact, I should say. My man. Oh, man. Now, is that going to...
Here we go, Tony C. Here's wait a minute, hold on. We talked about this earlier. Hold on.
Then how come her garbage is loaded with empty dog food cans? Curtis, garbage loaded with empty dog food cans?
Yeah, Mama.
Oh, no. Didn't need to bring dessert. We got a full meal.
Oh, this is not dessert. This is the main course. I'm a pretty good cook, you know, and this is my specialty, meatloaf.
Thank you.
Okay, that was awfully sweet of you, but I've already made chicken.
Now, Florida, you listen. You've had me over as a guest dozens of times. Please allow me to do something in return.
No.
You're our guest. I'm an old woman and a stubborn one. If you don't allow my meatloaf to be the main course, I won't stay.
Bye.
Okay. Oh, man. Great episode. Probably my favorite one. So, Surfer, then who do you nominate for the James Evans Sr. Corduroy Pants Award?
Tony C.
Tony C?
Yeah.
So why does Tony C. deserve this?
I can't be a nominee.
Hey, he's a presenter.
Exactly. I'm co-founder of the Black Achiever Award. If it wasn't for AA and me and Mega Powers and myself, this joyous occasion brainchild would have never came to fruition, sir.
Exactly. So, what do you have to say about that, Surfer?
Well, I'm here to protest. I'm not here to feed into this.
Exactly. Just like the man, always trying to keep his foot on the brother's neck. We tried to do something nice. Why didn't you protest the Oscars and Denzel getting shafted? Did you protest that? Hell no. Don't come here and protest them.
They gave their awards out to enough black people yesterday. They wasn't going to give us all the awards.
Oh, yeah, because there's a limit on how many black people can get awards.
See, next year they'll forget to nominate us again, so everything will be kosher.
Oh, my God. And AA, we close out the Black Achiever Awards portion of this show.
Yes.
I just want to say thank you to all the great sponsors, Uncle Remus, by Telegram, Ben Vereen by fax. Who else? Ted Lane by email.
Yeah.
I mean, we had a lot of guests, you know, in the audience tonight. You know, we got to get this budget up. We're gonna raise some more funds. We're going to do a Harley race, marathon or something, raise some money next year. See if we can get this, see if we can get a new locale. We're going to try to rent out the Staples Center or something.
Absolutely.
For next year. So, I want to thank everybody for Mega Powers Under the Weather, his great contributions. You know, this part, a third of his brainchild. And, you know, if we ever take this thing to the heights I want to take it to, here's the check for $1.87. Just like Maurice Stokes or whatever his damn name. We'll split. We'll all get checks for $1.87. Maurice Starr don't want to pay us that damn money. And make sure you watch the New Edition movie too when it come on.
Absolutely.
And we're gonna rebroadcast the Black Achiever Awards on BET Centric. What's the other channel?
TV One. Don't forget VH1 Soul.
Which I think is BET.
Stars Black.
Stars Black. There you go. Encore Black.
Encore Black. I ain't missing no other one.
There's a
VH1, of course.
VH1, BET Jams.
No, dang it. MTV. MTV 2.
Yeah.
MTV Hits.
And what used to be the UPN television network.
Oh, damn, I forgot the United Paramount Network.
For years, I called it the Urban Paramount Network, but...
Urban Paramount, I knew something with you in it.
Yeah.
You paid me! You paid me. SmackDown.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, wow. Moesha followed by SmackDown. And we're working on a deal with Pop TV, so we've come on right after a rerun of Mama's Family. And what's the name of that damn show? Perfect Strangers.
Perfect Strangers.
That's right.
Now you mentioned Pop TV, and this will be our segue into wrestling today. We're going to talk just a little bit wrestling. The Hardys, Drew Galloway, Maria and Mike Bennett, all gone from TNA.
All gone.
All gone.
And what's the funny part about that whole situation, Double L? Let me see if you are on the same sheet you me.
The funny part about it?
Yeah.
I don't know. What is it? Oh, they're all champions?
No.
The Hardys are.
Oh, they are. So, all right. I mean, the Hardys is the champion. Ain't Galloway is the champion, too?
I think Galloway is the champion. Yeah.
I didn't hear about them trying to get that belt back from him, but I heard they were trying to get the tag team belt back from the Hardys.
And I don't think they're going to give him up.
Only in TNA. They knew the contract was up, and they kept the belts on them, yo.
No, the current champion is Lashley, it looks like.
Yeah, Bobby Lashley is the champion, yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah.
They're not getting them belts back.
Then, no, that'd be hilarious if they show up. Well, I don't think WWE's going to allow them to show up on television with those belts, but there's going to...
They got a show at Lakeland. That's Saturday.
They're just going to walk around all over the place with those titles now.
They're showing up in Lakeland with the belts. They fighting Young Bucks in Lakeland.
No, that's the thing. That's an independent show. I'm talking about showing up on a WWE televised program.
They don't show up at WrestleMania with them damn belts.
I guess so. We're talking about the Hardys, who left TNA, and they are currently the TNA Tag Team Champions.
Damn, Sammy. Damn, Sammy.
And Anthem Sports is trying to figure out a way to get their championship belts back.
They contacted them trying to get their belts. They haven't been successful at all. Who the hell does that?
Make some new belts.
But the thing that drives me up the wall...
The belts cost money.
Yeah, the belts cost money. But the thing that drives me up the wall, though, is Rebby Sky is trying to... she's been very vocal about the situation. And I'm thinking, who the hell is Rebby Sky to be so vocal? You know?
Just the baby coming too?
Maybe the baby's still in TNA. Who knows?
She's pregnant again.
Yeah, she's pregnant again. This time with I believe with another boy.
Oh, this is going to be good.
So in 20 years, we got some new Hardy boys to look forward to.
I guess so.
Pretty much.
I really don't want to see another iteration of the Hardy boys. I don't want to see I don't want to see the current Hardy boys, so...
Yeah, WWE need to let them keep that gimmick. And you know what? I read that. They may not even have the rights to that damn gimmick. Dumbasses.
Who cares? So that gimmick could essentially be deleted?
Exactly.
I don't know, man.
Who comes up with stuff and don't copyright it, man?
There's a lot of people in this world that loves that deleted gimmick. I don't understand it.
But you know, the e-balling back, they'll bring it back and tell them to put on that.
Oh, my
damn,
God.
Damn, year 2000 all over again.
The old Hardys theme.
That's right. The Hardy Boys are back. They grown men, but they still boys. There it is.
Could you imagine, though, if they came out to this? That'd be embarrassing.
They're going to put Michael P.S.A. with them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. That's broken Matt Hardy. That's Brother Nero. What are they doing here? Oh, that'd be terrible.
Matt Hardy boy.
At least have some dignity, for God's sakes, and give Jeff Hardy his theme song that he left with. You know? Which was much better, if I could find it. Oh, no, that's Jeff Jarrett. Hold on. Jeff. There we go.
Riding on the wall.
Oh, my God.
What if they bring Matt Hardy back and try to make him win the Cruiserweight title again? Now, that would be funny.
Be the master of 205 Live?
The version one, Matt Hardy. Oh, yeah! Had that little fact about Matt Hardy. Matt only drinks water.
Is that true?
I can slam my tornado. Oh, man. That crap used to be funny, yo. He came out with that scale, like he was damn Crash Holly.
Oh yeah.
I mean, like Bob Holly.
And he had the little tidbits on the side of the screen.
Yep, the little tidbit. Who's the little guy that came out with him? Was it Shannon Moore?
Shannon Moore.
I don't know who it was. Shannon Moore or Petey Williams trying to be a little bit Papa Paul.
Petey Williams, I think, was probably more successful. Worse. He was more successful at being the little big Papa Pump.
Oh, man. He had a chain link thing on right his head, just like Scott Steiner, boy. Well, Shannon Moore had that Matt Hardy look about him. Oh, man. That was good times. SmackDown will do it. SmackDown will bring them back and do something. But they don't need to go on Raw.
Right.
Any new talent need to go to SmackDown. And they say Boomin going to SmackDown.
Yeah.
That's the rumor after the draft.
That's the rumor, yeah. That's the rumor going around.
SmackDown momentum.
They need to move people around.
Yeah, but it's
no,
so
they don't.
Abruptly and
not
so
certain
soon.
Ones.
Yeah, I think though SmackDown probably will be beneficial for him because SmackDown has had the better storylines and the better everything. Now, if you recall, we talked about it earlier. SmackDown's knocking it out of the water. SmackDown in that opening promo today was something else.
They be shooting on that.
Let me see if I can play some audio from that, because that right there was unique.
You just a dude playing a dude dressed like a dude. What movie is that from? I was trying to think.
Because yeah, I don't think John Cena's that creative.
Your word.
Hold on. Yeah, fine. Here we go. This is what the exchange was.
Oh, Tropic Thunder. That's what it is. That's where that was from. Tropic Thunder.
Let's take it back to SmackDown earlier tonight. St. Paul, Minnesota.
Your word to the bosses, to the higher ups, is gospel here. You're at the top of the mountain in the WWE, and it's not because you're good. It's because you manipulate every single person that comes in your way. And then there I am, working 10 times as hard, 10 times.
real quick, just not to cut this off, pastors, go and stay safe, because apparently there's a tornado siren going off in St. Louis right now. So go and take care of yourself. Don't listen to this show.
I'm more talented and trying to do all I can, and all I become is the other guy. People are starting to see exactly who you really are, and you're a hypocrite. Don't believe me? This guy went toe-to-toe with The Rock. And you read him the riot act about going off to Hollywood and doing Hollywood things while John Cena was here. Mr. Hustle, loyalty, respect, never give up. You walked, talked, you bleated, you did everything WWE. Until John Cena got that phone call from Hollywood. Then a weekend turned into a month turned into 6 months. And now, we can't see you, John. And what infuriated me the most is you took my moment to become WWE champion at the Elimination Chamber. Then a week later, you took my opportunity to challenge the WWE champion at WrestleMania in a battle royal. So you wonder why I came back and threw you out? Because I wanted you to feel what I felt for 10 years.
If I was really this black arts manipulator pulling all the strings this close to WrestleMania, you think I would be standing in a ring toe-to-toe, face-to-face with you? Hell nah! I'd be standing face-to-face with The Undertaker! Every single person in this building and watching at home knows exactly who I am. Who the hell are you? You're a dude named Mike who shortened his last name on The Real World, tried to bootleg The Rock's electricity to get put on the WWE. When you got here, you straight up stole Chris Jericho's personality. You stole Ric Flair's figure four leg lock. You stole Daniel Bryan's offense and his personality. And if you act now, I'll let all of you know that you've been reduced to stealing what AJ Styles been saying for the past 6 months. You're not the Undertaker, but if you press me again, you a dead man.
Hey! You don't leave this ring until we say you can leave this ring. You wish you would be half the man that my husband is, but you're not. So, John Cena, tell me, you're all about respect, right? Well, respect this.
Oh, wow. You just made the biggest mistake of your life.
Here comes Nikki Bella, the fearless one.
About to be some furniture moving up in here.
I don't think Marisa thought that through.
You mess with my man, I'm going to break you. You hear me?
There you go.
It's the real couple.
I'm going to break you, bitch. Oh. That's in case you missed SmackDown.
That's good TV right there, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Some Melrose Place type shit. Chicka bicka bam wham.
All right.
Oh, that was missing.
All right, let me see.
Break you, bitch.
Do we have anything else? to talk about. I don't know. I think that's it. I mean, we're gonna get to wrestling. We're gonna be very wrestling heavy as we now are officially in WrestleMania mode. This week, this coming Thursday, you're gonna get a brand new episode, or not a brand new episode. You're gonna get a classic episode, I should say, of Thumbstick Ninjas, followed by a brand new episode of Rant Wrestling. Then on Friday, you're going to get a brand new episode of Turnbuckle Throwbacks at 9 p.m. We are counting down to the series finale of the Wrestling Call-In Show this coming Saturday, 11 o'clock, right here on Rant AM Radio. They're going to be recapping the week in wrestling. I'm sure they'll talk about some sports as well. Then on Sunday, it's the What Are You Reading comic book show with, you know, Mr. James himself. He'll talk about Kong and what other movies he'll see over the course of the weekend.
You'll talk about Logan.
Yeah. Then following that will be our coverage for WWE Fastlane, Tony C's favorite pay-per-view.
That's right. And one in February this year, WWE.
Nope, March 5th. And our coverage begins at 7 p.m. right here on the network. It'll be myself. It'll be, I believe, Tony C.
Yeah, we'll be here.
And a cast of thousands as we break down the card, give our predictions, and so on and so on and so on. Chat with us during the course of the event, and then we'll have a post-show at the conclusion of the event, recapping everything that went down. Beginning next Monday, and every Monday in the month of March, you're going to hear a marathon, a March Madness marathon. Every Monday in the month of March, beginning at 8 o'clock in the morning, you'll get a themed marathon showcasing the shows on this network in a certain theme. I believe.
We're going to get a Freaks marathon, too?
We may get a Freaks marathon. You never know. Coming up, I believe this coming Monday, the theme for the marathon will be the first year. It'll be classic episodes of all the shows on this network, their first year on the air, from their first year broadcasting. So it'll be some very, very nice classic stuff that you'll hear. Then, of course, next Tuesday night, the Shining Wizards will be live at 7 p.m., followed by The Rant at 9 p.m. And we're counting down the days to our WrestleMania marathon, which kicks off on Thursday night, March 30th. And we have right now on the books a scheduled roundtable to discuss Power Rangers. That'll be at the end of March. The date, we're working on the date. We're going to finalize that date. So we're going to get all that stuff.
Because the movie comes out the 24th, right?
Yeah, the movie comes out on the 24th. So we're going to square all that stuff away. And then, of course, you don't want to forget the eating competition that will take place on WrestleMania Sunday. Contract signing to take place, I believe, if it's not this week, it'll take place next Friday on Turnbuckle Throwbacks. I think that's the plan right now. I could be wrong.
March the 10th.
Yes, March the 10th. So, if you're out there in the New Orleans area, I hope you're enjoying your Fat Tuesday. Today being Mardi Gras, tomorrow's Ash Wednesday. So go ahead.
Get your ashes.
Go get your ashes. Go get your beads. Go get everything done over the course of the next 24 hours. We'll see you next Tuesday night. Any final thoughts from anybody? Surfer, you're awfully quiet.
I think he stepped away.
He stepped away, that's right. He stepped away because he had to go take a constitutional, probably.
He had to go take care of Hugh business.
Exactly. Somebody called them on one of those mini cell phones that he has.
That is true. Yeah, that is true.
Unbelievable.
But
oh no, you'll have the contracts, Mega Powers. You will have the contracts. Don't worry. You will
That's
have the contract.
That's right, White Lightning. Don't fret.
Don't
We're
fret.
We'll get you a copy.
We'll get you. The contracts will be sent out prior to any contract signing. So don't worry.
And you know I got a lawyer on retainer, so if you got any questions.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Well, I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight to the Black Achiever Awards here on Rant AM Radio. It's been another stellar awards. This year a little bit different.
Yeah, but we kind of switch up the format
every year.
Next year.
Next year, though.
We may go back to a traditional. Maybe
yeah.
not.
But then again, there's also some talk, that if the BET Awards can also have the BET Hip Hop Awards and the BET, I don't know how many awards they have now. They have a few different awards that we could have another Black Awards show on this network. And you never know. 6 months down the road, we could have the, we could do the Black Underachiever Awards.
Oh, man. Now, that would be the award show of all award shows.
The Black Underachiever.
Black Underachiever.
Exactly.
There's a whole bunch of people that can get some awards that night.
Yeah.
Come on, AA.
So keep an eye out. We could be doing the Black Underachiever Awards in about 6 months' time. That would peg us at around August. So right around the time that the SummerSlam and things like that would be going on.
There's a lot of people we got to call that underachieve. Oh, my damn.
Yeah. So... I'm sure.
I can't even think of nobody right now, but there's a bunch of them.
I'm sure Mega Powers.
Black underachievers.
I'm sure Mega Powers, his ears just perked up,
He said underachieve. So I know Ricky Taylor's going to be on that damn show.
Oh, yeah. He's an honorary member of the Black Achiever Award, Underachiever Awards Committee.
It was his fault that he underachieved. That's the key to the award. It got to be the person's fault that they underachieved. It can't be that they were sick or, they just all of a sudden died. They just made a wrong error in judgment and
exactly.
Set their life in shambles.
Exactly.
Ricky didn't go take a piss.
Yeah, if he didn't drain the lizard, drain the weasel.
There you go.
Hard work Bobby Walker, Tota Mega Powers is suggesting. I gotta tell you,
It was high expectations. See, the key is you gotta have high expectations, but you gotta. They had to be overhyped and underdeliver.
Exactly, like Ice Train.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly, Ice Train. Perfect example. Perfect example, Double A. Ricky Taylor and Ice Train.
I was watching that movie the other day again, and because it's always on, and I can't pass it up. And you know what, I've posted this on Instagram, but it bears repeating here that how you can get the guide information on the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, mine says that the movie is starring Larry Fishburne. Now,
that is his name.
That is his name, but the movie doesn't have the same effect as Lawrence.
Lawrence.
So, but anyway.
He became Lawrence once he got big and famous.
Yeah. Anyways.
He was Larry at first.
To go back though to the movie. So I was watching it the other day, and the same thing occurred to my mind, and I never bring it up. Popped into my head again, and now that you mentioned it, I have to talk about it now. That damn Ricky drinks too much milk. You notice in every damn scene in that movie, he's drinking milk.
Hey, man, you got to keep the bones strong.
That didn't help him.
He's trying to make it strong enough to catch that.
It didn't help.
Are you talking about school days?
No.
Because that was on the other day.
I'm talking about Boys in the Hood.
Oh, Boys in the Hood.
I hope you're listening to this guy. Just caught a little. You talking about school days?
But there you go. So keep an eye out. The Black Underachiever Awards coming to the network.
The Black Underachiever Awards. I'm done, yo. Sam Bowie gonna be at his damn award show. It's gonna be athletes, movie stars, wrestlers. Oh man, they had so much promise. New additions, Bobby Brown. Oh man, Millie, I can't wait.
Millie Vanilli. Everybody.
Oh man, Millie Vanilli. Did they have promise?
Were no, they but they were hyped, but they didn't have promise.
Oh man, and they fell short.
Brickhouse Brown.
No, Brickhouse White.
Brickhouse Brown. He once he got that watermelon, his career was over.
See, somebody who would fit in, but they're not white, like Glacier. Glacier got all that damn hype.
Yeah, he got all the hype in the
fell
world.
Fell short.
Fell short, and then the cat just got pulled in from the audience.
Exactly. You see how that happened? See, that's somebody like Glacier, if he was black, he'd be a freaking a nominee.
He says that
Underachiever Award.
He says that Mega Power says that Nipsey Russell will host the Underachiever Awards.
God damn, not Nipsey, man. Nipsey achieved a lot.
Yeah, I'll tell you who was a great underachiever.
Who?
The second Lionel Jefferson.
Oh, man. Come on. Not the second. He, if he was alive, he may be the host. But since
both Lionel Jeffersons are dead.
Both of them. We're going to have Jaleel White. We in talks with Jaleel White to try to host the Underachiever Award. Urkel was hyped and he never led to anything.
Jaleel White and Rudy Huxtable.
Oh, come on, man, Rudy. Rudy became, you know, she's a whore now. She went out there and married that woman's ex-husband.
I got to tell you something, though. I watched this past weekend, NBC celebrated they had their 90th anniversary special. And they were highlighting, it was a three-hour show, and I watched the whole thing, where they were showing, you know, the past 90-something years of NBC. Do you know that they probably talked about the Cosby Show? Of those 90 minutes, they probably talked about the Cosby Show for about 90 of those seconds. 90 of those. Damn. 90 seconds, the Cosby Show.
90 seconds?
Got,
out of 90 minutes?
Out of 3 hours. 3 hours, they got about 90 seconds.
Damn,
and Felicia
damn,
Rashad damn, was there talking. You know?
Damn, son.
Pastor says we need to have Tempest Bledsoe instead. Vanessa Huxtable.
She gonna be a presenter. Her and Locke Voorhees gonna be on that.
Well, we'll have all the Huxtables except.
No, we're gonna have Sandra on the Sandra show under cheese.
And I forgot the name of the other girl.
Who? Lisa Bonet?
Lisa Bonet. But what was her name on the show?
Denise Huxtable.
Denise Huxtable. There you go.
She damn sure underachieved. They took her ass off a different world so fast when she got pregnant.
Knocked it up.
Yeah, I know.
And
we got a whole lot of people.
And Sandra's husband. Also.
The thing was about
Jeffrey Owens.
There you go.
The thing was about different worlds.
Out.
It became a better show when they took her and Marissa Tomei off.
We know that, so we just trying to get this guest list lined up for the Underachiever Award. Don Lewis gonna be on there too. Her ass gonna be a presenter. If you don't know who that is, go back and watch A Different World. She had promise. Then Holly Robinson passed her by on that damn Mr. Cooper show. They had to get rid of the ball Geneva.
I don't know who the name escapes me, but also the guy who was the cook on A Different World. The one, he was always...
Lou Myers.
There you go.
wasn't he Apollo Creed's trainer?
Hell no.
And that same guy, huh?
It's not the same guy, no.
You talk about...
Tony Burton.
Mr. Game.
Yeah.
You talking about Tony Burton, but Mr. Game. We're going to have Tyler from Mr. Cooper going to be on there.
Mm-hmm.
A whole bunch, man. Omar Gooden going to be on there.
We're going to have... we're going to have Weasel from Family Matters.
Who's also
Dudley?
What's his name? Different Strokes.
Dudley,
underachieving ass. Oh man!
And we're gonna have Willie as well.
Oh man! No, we can't have Willie. He's too big of a damn star. What's his name? What's that damn guy name? That was in Love Jones. And Old Dog, what's his name? I can't think of it. He got a brother. We can have his brother on, because he underachieved. Oh, damn. What is his name? I'm drawing a blank. Lorenz Tate.
Yeah.
Lorenz Tate. He had his brother on.
Willie Fuffner.
He ain't doing nothing. Fuffner. Oh, man. We're going to have Judy Winslow on, too, because she had a promise in her career, too, until she went up the damn stairs.
And we're going to also have Richie Crawford. Little Richie. We never heard from him again, either.
That's true. He came and went. Yeah, Richie had a lot of promise on this show. I'm telling y'all, this Black Achiever, this Underachiever show...
It has a lot of promise.
It's not going to be for the week at home.
No, it's
like
not.
JR,
no, it's
gonna
not.
It's going to be a damn slobber knock.
All right.
It's going to be a pissing brawl. It's going to be a rocket bus.
So hang on to your hats.
That's right. I'm getting this guest list lined up tomorrow. We gotta do this one, man. This is your brainchild. We're gonna pay homage to all those who underachieve.
We'll do just that then.
Oh man.
All right.
We're gonna have a black dude from that played the nerd on Saved by the Bell. What was his name?
Ollie. His name was Ollie.
Ollie Davis, yeah. Ollie gonna be on that. We're gonna give a tribute to him. Oh man. Now you done got me excited now.
Oh, man. All right. You got me excited now, boy.
Yeah, T.C. Carson from Living Single. He going to be on there. Oh, man. I could dig up some people who had 5 minutes of fame and fell the hell off. That's basically the criteria for the Underachiever Award.
That's right.
Yeah, 5 minutes of fail. 5 minutes of fame, and then you said hello.
Well.
You don't know what happened.
With that.
Oh, Jesus. Leon going to be there, too. Leon. His ass going to be there.
I'm trying to think who else would fit that role.
Oh, that just, 5 minutes of fame didn't fall off?
There's a long laundry list of people.
Rachel going to be there, too. Thelma Hart.
Rachel. I'm trying to think from Good Times who would also fit that role.
Oh, man. Ain't nobody really fall off in Good Times. They all kind of stay relevant. It's been people from our generation that really fell off Double A.
Oh, yeah.
They had 5 minutes of fame, and they had vanished.
Sweet Daddy Williams.
This is black people. Who?
Sweet Daddy Williams.
Sweet. I yeah, you right. We didn't hear nothing from Sweet Daddy after. I seen him on an episode of What's Happening, though. So,
yeah, but that's
you know, they all used to run together.
Here and there. But I'm trying to think. Also, Ned the Wino, a.k.a. Woody, didn't do much.
Emmanuel Lewis, he going to be there.
Emmanuel
Lewis. I ain't
Lewis.
Seen him do a damn thing after West. He is going to be there under Jesus' ass.
And Todd Bridges.
I ain't hear him do nothing until everybody hates Chris. I ain't hear him for a long time. Yes, sir. Todd Bridges.
He shows up in movies every once in a while.
That ain't good enough. You got to achieve. It's like if you're a wrestler and you get pushed to the moon, and then next thing you know, you're jobbing. Not gonna happen.
I mean, look, we talk about all the list of great WWE champions in history, Surfer, and we forget that Stan the Man Stasiak was a former WWE champion. All right?
Exactly. Thank you. Oh, man. So get ready, people. The Black Underachiever Awards.
Coming
Black
to
Undies.
The Black Undies.
The Black
Undies.
The
short,
Black Undies are coming.
That's the short name for it. The Black Undies.
That's right. The Black Undies.
That's what we're going to do, a pair of black underwears on a plaque.
Yeah.
That's right.
Black, a pair of black BB.
A pair of black tighty-whities.
BVDs.
BVDs. How can they be black and tighty-whities?
We're going to paint them
style.
Black, spray paint them black, but they tighty-whities.
The style.
Damn it.
That's what it is. Well.
Now, the Black Undies are coming this summer.
This summer.
We're running promos.
That's not the way to get some good punk pants.
Oh man!
I didn't dubbed it the Black Undies. So we got the Pookie. You get the Pookie, and then you get the Black Undies.
Probably can't have nice things.
Oh my God!
Phil, if you're listening, maybe we got something new for you. We got the Black Underachiever Awards. They're coming this summer. We need a black carpet. And you know the black underachiever awards have a lot. There's a lot of black people that underachieve. Oh my God! You put Jesse Jackson in there. He ran for president. Got smoked. He underachieved. Come on, man! Don't get me started. Kenny Hardaway gonna be there. Whole bunch of goddamn people. Come on, sir. You know the black people that underachieved in life. Started out with big. Started out with a lot. Started from the top, not of here. They ain't started from the bottom.
Okay.
They started from the top. And they fell off like a bad bag of dope. Nah. I can't wait for the Black Undies, double A. I'm ready.
See what happens when you loosen up on his leash, he just goes off.
I ain't got no leash. Kiss my ass.
Besides, I'm the one that came up with the award show.
Yeah, but he's running away with it now.
Ah, well, that's what we want.
That's what has happened. We're gonna pay homage to all those who
how are we gonna overcome it? With this kind of buffoonery.
Shit. We done already overcame.
Too funny.
So, we coming. Be on the lookout.
For the black.
We're just going to post on social media a pair of black underwear.
Yeah, exactly.
Y'all going to know what that's about.
Exactly.
No words need to be. Black undies. They're coming. Oh, I can't wait.
All right. Well, with that said, I want to thank everybody in the chat room. I want to thank everybody listening live. And, of course, I want to thank Surfer and Tony C. This was a Rant in Radio production of the 2017 Black Achiever Awards. The next time we bring you an award show will be sometime this summer with the premiere edition of the Black Undies, a.k.a. the Black Underachiever Awards.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, man, oh, man.
Go get my list ready.
All right. Have a good night, everybody.
It might be a four-hour show.
Exactly. Exactly. We'll
see.
We'll
do it all night.
We'll do it all night long. Have a good night, everybody. We'll see you Sunday for Fastlane and, of course, next Tuesday here on The Rant. Later.